For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. To kick off the new year, I want to read a letter to the editor written by Mr. Redford Givens from San Francisco and published in the Billings Outpost. Drug war worse than Iraq. It is unfathomable that the country is bonkers over 3,000 U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq since 2003, while ignoring an insane drug crusade at home that directly murders more than 30,000 overdoses every year. If all deaths caused by prohibition are added up, there are more than 100,000 fatalities, HIV, hepatitis C, etc., every year. Drug prohibition is responsible for these needless deaths because history clearly shows that unintentional opiate overdose deaths were extremely rare before drugs were outlawed. Most drug-related deaths before the Harrison Narcotics Act were suicides. Nowadays, drug czar John Walters tells us there are more than 30,000 accidental drug deaths every year. Since the fighting began in Iraq, more than 300,000 American citizens have been murdered by a lunatic drug crusade. No one was robbing, whoring, and murdering to get drugs when addicts could buy all the heroin, morphine, cocaine, and anything else they wanted, cheaply and legally, at the corner pharmacy. A legal heroin habit cost less than tobacco addiction, 25 cents per week in 1910, and drug crime was unknown. The terms drug crime and drug death are inventions of prohibitionists trying to cover the effects of their failed drug policy. Proof that hardline American-style drug prohibition causes drug deaths and drug crimes comes from the Swiss heroin maintenance program, where addicts are supplied with cheap, pure heroin and cocaine. Overdose deaths and injection-transmitted disease, like HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C, etc., are now a rarity in Switzerland. The Swiss have not had a single overdose death in the program. Crime among Swiss addicts has dropped 97%, and the criminal drug black market has vanished since the Swiss began providing addicts with cheap, legal drugs. Swiss policy has resulted in an 82% decrease in heroin addiction since 1990. The Drug Enforcement Administration has not achieved similar success using jail cells to treat addicts in Billings or anywhere in the United States since 1914. Anyone truly concerned about the victims of drugs will work to end an immoral, death-dealing drug crusade that murders more than 30,000 people every year and spawns a multitude of criminal activity. Thank you, Mr. Givens. 2007 should be a year of great progress, but we need your help. Please go to endprohibition.org. It's a signpost to about a dozen of the best drug reform organizations on the planet. Happy New Year. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.